Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
On this episode of The Dose, Angelo Poli.
And we haven't even talked about exercise, not because exercise is less important in the equation. There's just less misunderstanding around it. There's no mystery there. You know you need to be exercising. You know you need to burn calories. You know the health benefits from it. There's a lot of mystery around metabolism, why two people eating the exact same diet, one loses weight, one gains weight. How is that possible? The metabolism.
Hey, welcome to The Dose, a show dedicated to deep and engaging conversations highlighting individuals that are in the pursuit of authentic and courageous leadership, who approach life with insatiable curiosity, bold action, and common sense in these divisive and uncommon times. It's my hope that you take something away from each and every one of these conversations. Apply it to your own life as we all intentionally attempt to become the best we can possibly be. Being drawn towards our purpose and calling, committing to a life of service, making this place better than we found it, and living true lives of consequence. Hey, are you concerned about your health like I am? I'm 53. I just turned 53, and I've been struggling over the particular last 5 years about watching my weight. As I eat, my metabolism starts to slow down. I think I finally found the key. I started using this product called MetPro about a month ago, and it's a whole different approach. It's not a an app when exercising or watching your calories, a diet. It's understanding your metabolism. And I love these results, so I thought I'd bring the founder on the show, Angelo Poli. He's an internationally recognized expert in fitness and nutrition. He is the founder of MetPro, the world's first algorithm-based transformation engine. And using metabolic profiling, MetPro analyzes your metabolism and provides an individualized approach to obtaining your health goals. Angelo spent most of his career as a motivational speaker, speaking regularly at universities, hospitals around the country. He's a featured speaker at TEDx Chico, where he discussed his own achievements in overcoming obstacles. And after recovering from a crippling injury himself, Poli brought to light a whole new way of thinking about health, fitness, and weight loss. And that's what we talk about in this episode. His high-profile clientele range in scope from Olympic athletes, NFL MVPs, physique models, business leaders. Those type of people who have been fortunate enough to gain coaching from him have consistently achieved exceptional results regardless of their demanding schedules, significant injuries, and crippled metabolisms. I'm starting to see dramatic results, folks, and it was all about understanding your metabolism. So that's what this episode is about. It's a dose of health, a dose of understanding. It is an educational episode. We deep dive into your body and metabolism. But I'm telling you, folks, I'm seeing some dramatic results, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. So grab a pen and paper. And let's get educated here with Angelo Poli, the founder of MetPro, here on The Dose. Well, Angelo, I'm so excited to have you on the show. Welcome, my friend.
It is a pleasure to be here, Richard. Thanks for having me.
I've been watching you from afar, or MetPro, for a long time, and finally using the product. And so I felt like this has been a long time coming since I've known you and known a lot about the company over the last couple of months because I just kind of found you, like I think probably like everybody else does, like, you know, I want to lose weight, you know, or get healthy and eat healthier as I'm in my 50s now. And I don't know, something really attracted me to your product. And lo and behold, now I'm using the product. And now here I got the founder on the show. So it's coming full circle here. So how did it all get started, man? How did you get so passionate about fitness and weight loss and everything else?
I'm a big strategy guy, because I had to be, Richard. Mm-hmm. When I was young, many moons ago, it feels like now, I was into fitness like a lot of the young guys, and I was into, you know, garage weekend warrior type thing. But it was very interesting to me, the science behind how someone could go about manipulating their body composition, their performance. And then ultimately, as I got a little older, I realized the real importance was health.
Yeah.
So I had an injury I couldn't hand people dumbbells anymore. I couldn't stand on the floor and count reps. But I had acquired a bit of experience already and a passion that I wasn't ready to let go of. So what I did was I started teaching. Not necessarily classroom teaching per se, but I would travel and I would work with lectures and seminars at hospitals, clubs, colleges, that sort of thing, and basically help dispel myths, false beliefs around the topic of nutrition, metabolism, and body transformations, mm-hmm. because that's where we lived. That's right. What we focused on day in and day out. In time, it evolved. We ended up working with a number of high-level athletes and got real, real focused on the performance side of things. And over time, that evolved into working with people on lifestyle, a lot of executives and entrepreneurs, people who are just like, hey, Mr. Poley, give me the, you know, bottom line it for me. I want my time to be the most effective. What should I eat? What should I do? And that kind of became our niche for a while, is working with entrepreneurs, executives, CEOs, et cetera, that sort of thing. And now, we're all about continuing, furthering education and empowering people to utilize our tools. So of course we're still, and will always be at our core, concierge coaching company, but now we also have a bunch of tools that are accessible to anyone so they can use some of the science that we use for these really high level makeovers and transformations.
Yeah. One thing that let me just tell you from a consumer standpoint, what prompted me to kind of pick up the phone or log in and learn more about you guys is that, you know, I wasn't looking for a fad diet. I wasn't looking for a short-term fix. I was looking for a lifestyle change, right? And it seemed like you kind of cornered the market on that, or at least it spoke to me anyway, that's what you were kind of focused on, a lifestyle change. You talked about when I studied you know, posture and alignment, and in addition to, you know, the weight loss sciences and learning about metabolism, which I'm still learning about, right? And is a huge part of your product is learning about your metabolic cycle, right? So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you, that as a consumer, that's what attracted me to your brand. Am I hitting the mark on any of that stuff? Or?
You're hitting the mark. I love that you're doing this, Richard. And, you know, we're just getting started, but this is going to be a blast. And what I can do is I can share with you a little bit, because you just started. So I can share with you a little bit of that ride you're getting on board with, that journey you're about to go on. And we'll pull back the curtain a little on basically what we look for when we start working with someone, because at the end of the day, we need to get results.
Yeah.
And you can kind of now put this into two categories. You can put this into motivation and values. And that's kind of what you just referenced. And then you can put it in the category of, okay, what's the science that's going to make sure that this happens? And so I'll kind of touch a little bit on both. It starts with this. We have to start with what's going to be effective for a person and work backwards from that, because without results, motivation will always wane.
Right.
One of my mentors taught me this. There's nothing that humans desire, get more benefit out of than seeing progress. Nothing motivates us more than seeing progress. So if you start to see that progress, well, then you become a believer.
Right.
Okay. Now I'm willing to put in the work. I'm willing to roll up my sleeves. And that's really the connection to motivation, because, you know, there's all this garbage out there about quick and easy, quick and easy. I've been 21 years doing this. I've dieted about 20,000 people in my career. And I am here to tell you, unfortunately, an unpopular truth, and that is that there is nothing quick and nothing easy.
Right.
It's about hard work and the right strategy and science. But here's the deal. If you're willing to put in that hard work, you might as well have the right strategy to make sure that you get the outcome you're looking for. And here's why it's so confusing. You can go to, you know, the Google and type in weight loss. And it doesn't have to be weight loss, it'd be anything. It'd be build muscle, mm-hmm. you know, increase energy, anything. But I'm going to go weight loss. About 85% of people who reach out to me and my company say that they want help losing weight permanently. The permanence is what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. You're going to get tens of thousands of different of ideas.
Hundreds of thousands, I would bet. Just tens of thousands.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Now, here's the interesting thing. It's not that one or two routes are correct and the rest are all snake oil salesmen.
Right.
That's not the case. I mean, there is some of that out there, but by and large, all of it works. It's that they're not starting at the right place. What we need to figure out is what's going to work for you and reverse engineer it. And unfortunately, every single person is unique. So the starting point is different for each person. First, your goals are different. Your physiology is different. Now, here's the big one. The most predictive data point that we look at to see how someone's going to respond to a particular nutrition strategy or exercise is what they were previously used to. Mm. That supersedes to really drill down on this point. That supersedes age, that supersedes activity level, that supersedes gender. Not that all of those things aren't also influencers, but the number one predictive factor, what did you eat for dinner last night?
Oh, I see.
If you say to me, I ate, you know, McDonald's cheeseburger, and then afterwards I had a couple beers, I am going to, with accuracy, be able to predict how you will respond to XYZ. If you say, oh, well, I had some fish and some broccoli and a little bit of quinoa, I'm going to accurately be able to predict because I know what your body's used to. And those two outcomes can be totally different.
Yeah. So that's an interesting point. So if you had two people, one of the same goals, but one person was eating McDonald's on a regular basis, and one person was at least attempting trying to eat clean and healthy, they're gonna respond, even though maybe same age, just all yes. other things being somewhat equal, you're telling me they're gonna have two different paths, is what you're saying.
Completely yeah. different paths.
Interesting. Yeah. yeah. And most diets and kind of fitness programs don't take that into account, is what you're saying. Is that what
well,
I'm saying?
That's it. And that's the pet peeve in the industry. And don't get me wrong, most in the industry are well-intentioning, but they approach it out of order, which is why it's either difficult to get the results, and enough of a result, or it's difficult to maintain that result, because sometimes people get really passionate about a particular nutrition strategy or an exercise routine. And it may be a great strategy, a great routine, but instead of saying, this is what everyone needs to do, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me about you, and then we're going to back into what somebody needs to do. So the approach that as more of a kind of, I'm putting on some of the nerdy, the nerdy cap now,
right.
a little bit more of the technician approach as I've troubleshoot different challenging metabolisms, et cetera. You have to view every diet, every nutrition strategy as a tool. And so here's the analogy that I like to use. When you go to the mechanic who's working on your car, you ask him, well, I see your tools up on the shelf there. What's the better tool, the screwdriver or the wrench?
Right. Well, it depends what you're trying to do, right? Yeah.
It's kind of a ridiculous question.
Right.
You know, I hear great things. My neighbor loves screwdrivers, you know? Like, well, no, my buddy down the road uses the wrench. But we do it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, we say, well, what celebrity is doing what fad diet, or
right.
what's my neighbor doing? And they just, and what's working or not working for your neighbor has nothing to do with you. I'm going to call it like it is. You're going to see some of these guys walking down the street with six pack abs, and they're ripped, and they're eating Burger King for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because that's their genetics. That's not me.
Right.
And if you're listening to this, guess what? It's probably not you. But there are people, there are outliers out there mm-hmm. that make it kind of confusing, because we tend to think that there's some sort of justice, some sort of fairness or equality when it comes to metabolism. And there isn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I love basketball, but you know, I'm 5'8" on a good day. So yeah, right. 5'8" and a half maybe. And so, you know, I'm not going to be the guy dunking the ball. There's no fairness to it. It's just, right. That's my genetic predisposition. Let me do this, Richard. Let me kind of take you and the listeners through a tour of what we talk about first session with our clients. When somebody calls us up, you know, I joke about it, but it's true. I'll get some of the type A personality exec guys.
Right.
I'm sure you've worked with some of, you know, with these guys.
Oh yeah.
And they'll call me up and like, all right, Mr. Poli, I've heard about MetPro and I know who you are. I know the people you've worked with. I said, here's what I want. You know, I'm a busy guy. I run a big company, this, that, or the other. He goes, here's what I want. I want to run a sub six minute mile, you know, I want to bench 300 pounds and I want to have less than 10% body fat. You the guy that can get me there. And I explained to them, I believe I am, but here's what you have to choose. Which one of those three things do you want first? Because if you try and accomplish all three at once, the very nature of the generalist approach is not going to move the dial. It's not going to force your body into such a uncomfortable scenario that it has to adapt. We have to trigger that adaptive response, which means specificity.
Yeah.
So the first thing that I do with anyone we talk with and what my coaches do, and if you're just using our tools, the first question it's going to ask you, what's your goal? And that's where, you know, every program will pick weight loss, you know, weight performance. Know that when you're using my tools, that question is meaningful. Mm-hmm. That is actually going to alter your course as it should, and it needs to. So a lot of my clients are surprised to hear my definition of what I believe a effective goal setting strategy session would look like. It's about deciding all the things you're not going to do.
Right.
It's about pitching this goal behind you, that goal behind you, and just really. Now you're a coach. You do this sort of thing, Richard. See, I think you can relate to that. There's any number of things you could work on. I already know what you want. If you call me up, I know what you want. You want to lose a few pounds. You want to tone up. You want more energy. You want to perform better, and you want to look good in your outfit or your suit or your dress or whatever. Right? That's what people want.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with any of those things. What we have to come out of a goal setting session with is a rock solid hierarchy for what is our number one goal, what is our number two goal. And it doesn't mean that you can't accomplish multiple things. It means biologically, you are designed and wired to adapt more effectively if we check off one goal, maintain it, move on to the next, then the next, then the next, versus a program that has an identity crisis.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I've even seen that notice in working with my coach on Ryan, you know, when he asked me, for example, he said, well, what is it you want to accomplish? And I said, well, honestly, I just want to lose 10 pounds and that's it. You know, I'm just counting calories and.
Yeah, yeah.
And he gives me, well, that's fine. He goes, if you're watching what you're eating, counting calories, I mean, what do you need me for? You know what I mean? So he goes, let's get specific about what we're trying to do here. And as we drill down, right, it's like, well, I want to figure out this, you know, how to prep and how to eat properly. And where, you know, to me, it's like, I want to get to the point to where that the healthy choice becomes the default choice, right? Where the default choice for years isn't that for me, right? And I think that's what you look at the healthy choice. And I'm not just saying food, I'm talking activity or even habits or anything, right? I want all of it. So it's like what was revealed talking with Ryan, this is more of a mindset challenge than a diet thing. Anyway, just kind of a little insight. And again, I'm just getting started in this. But just noticing, yep, as I kind of went into when Ryan was asking me, he's like, well,
you know, it's got to be more than just counting calories. He said, you can get an app to count calories and
right.
You know what I mean? So,
right.
So I really appreciated that kind of specificity. That's my point is that I appreciate the specificity of
it
the
is.
Individual, right?
So drilling down. That's yeah. it. So there's five things that we look at. The first thing is goal setting. We just covered that. The second thing you circled, Richard, I'm going to tell you the key to what you just said and the lifestyle and the default and how to be effective, but it's gonna surprise you when I tell you what it actually is.
What's that?
Speed. Yeah. Now let me explain that though. You already heard meal prepping is critical.
Yeah.
You know, shopping is going to be important.
Yep.
We're going to go into a bunch of lifestyle tools, little things, you know, nothing elaborate or expensive. Take 20
no.
bucks, go down to the Target and we're going to get you some lifestyle tools. These are critical because the first time when I teach someone, I have a client right now, I just started with that's on my personal roster. And he's like, Angelo, I'm going to exercise tomorrow. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm like, no, you're not. Here's what you're going to do. You ready? You're going to shop for these items. And he goes, I think I have most of the stuff. I can start the diet tomorrow. I said, you're not ready. What I care about, see, the first time you do a meal prep, because you're going to make three lunches, you're going to make three afternoon snacks, and then you're going to send me a picture of them so I can evaluate. And then you're going to tell me how long it took you to make those. And here's why. Because the first time you do a meal prep, you're going to take an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to think to yourself, no way.
Right. I can't do this every week, every day. Right. Yeah.
I have to get you good enough at those lifestyle tools. I need to teach you how to be a master at quick shopping, quick food prep, quick food analysis for on the go ordering to where it's boom, 15 minutes. That's it. Now that, if I can get your speed to that level.
Yeah.
Now you're equipped with the tools to get to, because people say, I need the willpower. And that is true. That is true. Yet that is never the excuse I hear when somebody calls me up and says, Angela, yeah. I blew it yesterday. I say, what happened? They go, oh, I just broke down on my willpower. No. You know what happens? The sentence always starts with, I got busy and ...
Yeah, it's the logistics. I agree with that. It's the speed. You know, and if you think about it, it is a kind of a, and if you think about it, that's what makes all of this seem so overwhelming to get started. You're like, I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do, right? It seems overwhelming, but it's really not once you start. And that's what you guys do well is you kind of lay out, or you explicitly lay out, hey, get these 9 containers, get, you know, these, you know, and with the app telling you, like, here's, add it to the shopping list, you know, and build your own meal. I mean, it kind of makes it simple, right? Yeah.
And so now what, pardon, listeners are probably wondering is, well, tell me what to eat already.
Yeah, right. What do we
eat? So what, you know, what should I eat? What should I do? And so that brings us to a process that we do at MetPro. And we have this in our app. We have this is the process that our coaches take you through called baseline testing. And baseline testing is basically answering the question, what should I eat? So, of course, number of goals. Lots of people are performance-oriented athletes. But just using weight loss as an example, because it is, it's like I said, about 85% of people who come to us, that's what they're struggling with. Help me to effectively, efficiently, and permanently take the weight off. We take them through a process of baseline testing instead of guessing. So in other words, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a simple meal plan. Nothing fancy, nothing, none of these, you know, packaged pre-meal.
Just all normal food.
Here's a list. And oh, you don't like that? Perfect. Here's 10 of the things you can swap it out with. And here's the amounts of them mm-hmm. that you would eat if you choose one of those, you know. But that way I know your macronutrient breakdown, not by day. So there's a lot of programs, good programs, but they're like, here's the amount of carbs you want, protein you want, fat you want in a day. That's great if that's where you're able to start. We're going to break it down by meal. So, and give you the tools to where it's not cumbersome. You know, if you had to go and start reading labels and trying to figure out how to hit those macros, you'd have to go to college for 4 years. Right. But with the right tools, it's easy. Oh, well, I like this type of protein. And so, oh, here's how many ounces I have of that. I like this type of carb. Here's how many ounces I have of that. So it makes it easy. We're going to break it down meal by meal. So I know your macronutrient ratios, that's your ratio of protein, carbs, fats at breakfast. I know the calorie content of breakfast. I know the glycemic load based on the mix and matching of proteins, fats, and carbs. I know whether or not you've been offered a list that contains low glycemic carbohydrates, moderate glycemic carbohydrates, or high glycemic carbohydrates to factor all that in. And then I know how many times over the course of the day you're eating. And what that does is it gives us a lot of control. It is harder. It is harder than the simple eat less fried food, avoid sugary stuff, drink water. Both are correct approaches. It's just for those who want specificity and, you know, want to have a date in mind where they have transformed their body, their weight, their health, or their performance. We need that level of specificity so it's not guesswork.
Yeah.
And here's what baseline testing lets us do. Here's a meal plan now that's middle of the road based on our assessment of you as a person. I've had thousands of people follow this baseline test. So what that means is, Richard, guys, your rough age, approximate stature, approximate activity level have followed this meal. There's nothing special about any one meal plan. Mm. We have hundreds, probably approaching 1,000 between our books and our CRM and our meal plans in there. It's about conditioning your metabolism to something, evaluating how your body is responding to it, then adjusting based on hitting a target pace. And I'm going to break down how we do that. So baseline testing, you're on a meal plan that literally thousands of guys, similar demo to you, have followed. So after just 2 or 3 days, I'm going to be able to come back to you and say, Richard, here's how you responded. And it's either good news or it's bad news or it's somewhere in between news. I can't control it anymore than I can control the color of your eyes. What I'm going to have is accurate news so we don't waste time with something that's not going to be effective for your body today.
Right.
So I have a guy right now on our baseline testing meal plan, 72 hours, he lost 8.5 pounds. Wow. You know what that means?
What?
I overshot. That's what it means.
Yeah.
I readjust. See? And then I have someone who may come back 72 hours in and they lost 0.5 pound. We're going to have to tune it up. And it can vary. I have had people, even on a moderate intake level, their weight is going up.
Yeah.
That means their metabolism is really tanked because that's what they're used to. Now, someone like that, it's typically because they've already been either restricting calories or restricting carbohydrates. But what it enables us to do is to go to work and really diagnose what's going on with their metabolic pace. Say, okay, here's where we're at. Here's how much runway we have. So we're going to, hey, you want to lose 30 pounds. I'm going to be able to take about 12 off of you. Then we're going to run out of highway because I can't cut below a certain point. We're going to do a performance cycle. Let your metabolism rev back up by slowly reintroducing more foods and then do another cutting cycle. Maybe I'll get 12 pounds the first cutting cycle, 8 pounds the second, 5-6 pounds the third. We're going to get you to where you want to be. And oh, by the way, now here's the shocker. Someone says, I want to weigh 175 pounds. I'm going to diet you down to about 171, 172. Now, why is that? Because when if you want to weigh 100, say you're 200 pounds now and you want to get to 175, doesn't matter. And pick any number, you know, it's just as an example. By the time I get you down to 175 pounds, you're going to be eating on the lower end. You're going to be on a cutting cycle where it's going to be a little bit more restrictive. That's how it works. What we restrict is really going to depend on your biology and what your body tends to be the most receptive to. And we're going to learn that along the way. But suffice to say, whether it's carbohydrate manipulation, calorie manipulation, exercise expenditure, or more than likely a combination of all three, we're going to get you down to that point where, okay, you're at the weight you want to be, but now your body's used to eating too little, right, to where it is not just unlikely, it's almost a certainty you won't maintain that weight.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's why we have to actually overshoot slightly. Someone wants to weigh 175 pounds. I'm going to take them down 171, 172. And then I'm going to have them gain back 2 to 3 pounds in muscle as I'm reacclimating their body to higher and higher calories, higher and higher intake. And oh, by the way, it does take a little bit longer. It is a little bit more work, not a lot longer, a little bit longer. But now you own it. Now it's real. And that's what I try and tell. I have, and I have a lot of my female clients that we work with have a lot of discipline. You know, they work really hard. They'll call me up. I weigh 135 pounds. I haven't weighed this since high school. And I said, do you weigh that weight? Like, yeah, I hit it this morning. I'm like, it's not yours yet. You don't own that weight.
Yeah.
Why not? Because you're drinking, you know, 2 milkshakes a day. You're not eating. It's not real. You only own that weight if you wake up, weigh that much, and you're actually eating a normal amount. Right. Then you own that weight.
Yeah.
See? So that's where and that's where the fitness industry can, they don't put that on the label.
Yeah.
You know? They don't say, hey, you do this crash diet, you can lose 20 pounds in a month. They don't put the fine print of, by the way, your metabolism will acclimate to this and slow down, making it harder every subsequent time you attempt to lose weight.
Right.
And our listeners are going, oh, yep, it seems harder. Because I get every day, you know, people love to tell me, it's like, last time I did this diet, boy, I lost weight so fast. I can't figure out why isn't it working this way. Your metabolism is acclimated. So we have to be in the driver's seat. Instead of it going, well, the metabolism is slowing down, we just start to eat less and less and less. No, we have to teach it, okay, we got to train your metabolism to run faster and then strategically have cutting cycles that are temporary, effective, and that you come out of.
Right.
And that's where the analytics come in. And we haven't even talked about exercise, not because exercise is less important in the equation. There's just less misunderstanding around it.
Yeah.
There's no mystery there. You know, you need to be exercising. You know, you need to burn calories. You know, the health benefits from it. There's a lot of mystery around metabolism. Why two people eating the exact same diet, one loses weight, one gains weight. How is that possible? The metabolism.
Yeah. Going into the metabolism, that's one thing I've never really done. And that's what's so interesting in working with Ryan and going in that. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen because I've done that. I've even like a year ago, I lost 10 pounds, but it was basically through counting calories and a lot of cardiovascular, but I'm back. I've gained those 10 pounds back. You know what I mean? It's probably because for that exact same reason you were saying, and not having that knowledge of my metabolism and that my metabolism probably changed or got acclimated anyway to that kind of Spartan lifestyle.
That makes you part of the 97.5% that gained the weight back.
Right. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Here's the pain. Oh, you go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say we'll go finish your thought. Cause then I just want to make sure that you said there are 5 things or 5 basics,
yeah.
But what were you going to say prior to that?
Here's the short, brief pain that is worth enduring to truly reset your metabolism. So Richard, let's say I take you down 12 pounds because it's 13 pounds because you want to take 10 off and keep 10 off.
Right.
So like I said, we're going to overshoot a little. And then I'm going to say, okay, Ryan's going to take you through this process. He's going to say, okay, Richard, here's what I want you to do tomorrow. Tomorrow, I want you to increase your carbohydrate, you're going to add a quarter cup of brown rice at lunch. You're going to add a 3 ounces of sweet potato at dinner. And you say, okay, well, there's not much to that. And so you're going to do it. And you know what's going to happen? Nothing. Because it's such a small amount. It's not going to really move the dial one way or the other. And then 2 or 3 days later, he's going to go, okay, I'm going to have you increase again. We're going to add another, you know, half an apple. We're going to add a, you know, a few ounces of chicken or tofu or cottage cheese or whatever your protein preference is, you know, whether you're plant-based, carnivore, whatever you like. And we're going to add 2 ounces to your lunch. And we're going to keep doing that. So you come back, you're going to say, okay, now I gained a pound. We're going to say, perfect. Now go lose that pound. But here's the catch. You can't do it by eating any less.
Right.
What I want you to do now is I want you to go and give me an extra session, just walking on the treadmill or in the park or whatever tools. For some people, that can be an aggressive workout, you know, just depending on where the person's at. But I want you to go and burn 1 pound off, because you can go and burn 1 pound off with exercise. You can't burn 50 pounds off with exercise.
Right.
And so you're going to come back. You're going to be huffing, whew. All right, Angelo, I did it. I lost that pound. I'm like, great. Tomorrow, you're going to add another 3 ounces of oatmeal. We're going to add another. And I'm going to make you gain and lose that same pound 3 or 4 times. Mm. You're going to come up with some creative nicknames for me during that process. Right. But what's going to happen is now it's permanent, because we're conditioning your metabolism to speed back up and get used to those calories. Now, what do you think's going to happen once I get you up to eating all those carbs, all those calories? What do you think's going to happen when we do another cutting cycle? It's contrast.
Yeah.
Your body's used to so much that now we have leverage. Or in your case, we'll be able to maintain that weight loss.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to make it, you know, enduring, sustainable.
Love it. I love, you know, it's just, I've never looked at it this way. So it's nice to hear somebody explain it in that way. I mean, it makes perfect sense. Yeah.
Thanks, Richard.
So what are those five basics? I mean, you said goal setting.
Yeah.
And is speed another one? Is that what you said?
What I title it as is lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Lifestyle, because I need to know what kind of lifestyle you have, because our strategies and the techniques we're going to implement are different if you're at home most of the day versus if you're traveling, if you're at a workspace, or if you're on the go. So we're going to have, remember, the right, what's better, the screwdriver, the wrench, the mm-hmm. right tools for the job. And so that's where lifestyle is. Then we're going to look at whether or not, and so this is number three, you're strategic or metabolic. And everyone falls into both categories, but strategic is, I tend to lose weight or make progress or improve my health and fitness whenever I'm eating clean and exercising. My challenge is finding ways to integrate that into my life ongoing, because I get busy, I'm tied up, I have limited time. That's where the speed really comes in, the
right
tools, the techniques. Metabolic is, and some of the listeners are going to be hearing this going, uh-huh, yep, that's me. I'm already exercising. I'm already counting calories or cutting carbs or eating clean or whatever other strategy I've implemented. I've made some progress, but I'm not where I want to be. That's where your metabolism has to be reset. That's the strategy. That's the reconditioning. And when somebody's metabolic, then our approach is different. Then we're going to actually pull those levers. They're going to force your metabolism to jolt out of its complacency. And so that's the third thing. We look at whether or not somebody is starting as a strategic or a metabolic. The fourth thing is we test that hypothesis with baseline testing, 72 hours. The goal is not weight gain or weight loss. The goal is accurate analytics. Because you can't argue with it. You can have so many gurus and professionals and experts that say, I think that this is the best way. If you do this, you'll lose weight. We're just going to test it. 72 hours. Either you're going to lose weight or you're not. And I'm going to know where your body's at, so that way we don't miss. Then after baseline testing, the fifth is the psychological profile. That's basically what motivates you? What motivates me?
Yeah.
That's where we pair you up with the right coach. You know, some people thrive with a lot of support. They want someone to really support them along the way and give them that the feedback and know that somebody is really there on the journey with them. And by the way, that describes everyone at some point.
Right.
Then there's people who have to know why. It's like, I can do anything as long as I understand the science behind it. I understand what my coach is trying to do with me. I understand what this tool is telling me and these analytics. And then there's types that, you know, don't bother with any of the other stuff. I need a challenge. You know, I need to be invited to rise to the occasion. That's what motivates me. And by the way, everyone has a little bit of all three of those in them. It's just to what degree. And so that will affect our approach. The first person we're going to call up, we're going to say, hey, Johnny, I saw that you had that lunch of XYZ that we talked about, and here's the outcome, and great job. I'm so excited to see you making this progress. Do me a favor, hit me up tomorrow and let me know how it goes after your second day. Then there's going to be, hey, Johnny, remember that those ingredients we talked about, why we changed this? Let me explain why you're seeing what you're seeing on the scale today. That's the second person. The third person is, hey, Johnny, here's what I ate today. See if you can do better.
Right.
You know, it just depends on what, you know, what draws a person. That's the human element. And that's where the motivation, the psychology, and the coaching comes in. And we have found that when you put the science together with the right leadership, you get an outstanding result.
Yeah, I mean, it's very intriguing to me and very exciting because it's the whole approach, you know, and it all makes sense. Setting, you know, and I'm just thinking of my experience with Ryan so far, and again, I'm still early in this phase, but the goal setting, the lifestyle, determining if it's strategic or metabolic, baseline testing, and then profiling the psychological profile. For anybody listening, to me, it's all about disruptions or being disruptive, right? In a positive way. I mean, is there anything before anybody kind of signs up or kind of checks you out? Are there any life hacks that you could recommend anybody about that any of us can try?
So funny that you actually asked that, because I have my notes here. I always have written down, you know, okay, here's the five basics. And then right after that, 11 disruptive behaviors. Yeah. Exact word that you chose. I love that word. I love to be disruptive. I won't go through all 11, but I'll give you a couple highlights. Here's the first one. Yes. If somebody's going to call me, and by the way, you can experience just using some of our tools, because there's the, you know, really experienced DIY crowd that want to be able to go through this process themselves. They want the high level analytics that our coaches use with their clients. And that's something anyone can go and experience. They can download it, Android, iOS, et cetera, MetPro Basic. But a lot of people, what they want is the leadership. Tell me what to do. A lot of people is, I have tried everything. I'm currently doing, you know, ketogenics, intermittent fasting. I've done, you know, vegan, vegetarian. I've tried all these approaches. Some I've lost weight with, some I haven't. But at the end of the day, I need something that's going to work and sustainable. Teach me how. And that's where really that relationship with a coach that can get to know you is really going to make a big difference. The first thing that I ask someone, if you want to work with me, here's the rules. I pick what you eat for lunch and afternoon snack. I don't think it's that big of an ask. And that's not every day the rest of your life. That's most days. I'm not talking about the one-off or the exceptions. Most days, if you're willing to have a routine for lunches and afternoon snacks, depending on the person, sometimes we do a mid-morning snack as well. Because the reason people deviate is lack of structure, lack of time. They have every good intention, but the boss is calling, they have deadlines, they have to drop off Johnny, they're busy. And so what ends up happening, their body goes, wait a second, I need to eat now, otherwise I'm going to have low blood sugar, I'm going to be hangry, I'm not feeling good. So we end up eating whatever is in our vicinity versus what our value set would otherwise dictate. And once you're craving, then it becomes, it's a whole nother layer. It's hard enough to, you know, not right. eat foods that we crave because they taste good. You know, I want another piece of chocolate pie. Even though you're full, you want another piece because it tastes so good. Don't add to those natural cravings, low blood sugar and hunger. So we have to have some sort of structure. I'm not worried about breakfast. We're going to have a strategy where you're going to shop for the right ingredients. You're going to have that in the house. You're going to ace breakfast. You know how I know? Because I've worked with thousands and thousands of people and they all ace breakfast. You're going to ace breakfast also. I'm not worried about dinner. And I know that's surprising because that's where most people will say that's where I have my problems, back half of the day, dinner or nighttime snacking. It's that at dinner, typically, and there are some outliers here, but typically you're not going to grab something on the go. You're either going to have a meal at home or you're going to have a meal at a restaurant. So what we're going to talk about is what type of meals, what type of restaurants you're going to go to, what kind of drive-throughs we're going to avoid when it comes to dinner time. Where you're going to win or lose is going to be based on, do you have your midday routine dialed? And this is going to surprise you. My favorite meal, the most disruptive meal of the day, is your mid-afternoon snack.
Oh,
I have
really?
All my clients eat a mid-afternoon snack, but not for the reasons you'd think. Here goes, because there's a crowd that's like, well, try not to snack if you're trying to lose weight. And then there's some science behind that. And there's just the crowd where, hey, no, you got to eat small meals frequently to rev your metabolism. And there's definitely science in that as well. Which is it? Well, if you work with me, you're going to eat a mid-afternoon snack. And here's why. Because you don't take snacks socially. You do take meals socially, which means I have control. In other words, you don't go, hey, Johnny, some of the guys at work, we're going to take break in 15 minutes. Meet me at the water cooler and we're going to have 12 almonds and half an apple. See you in five.
Right.
You don't do that. You don't take snacks socially. Whereas, oh, hey, Johnny, where are the gang going? Oh, they're going down to the, you know, the local pizzeria to grab lunch. You want me to meet you there? Well, yeah, sure. I know. I didn't show up last time. Yeah, I'll be there. See, that's the social.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a game plan in place for those business lunches, for those, you know, times when you're eating socially where you have your meal either prepared or you have a strategy if you are going to go to a restaurant. But what I can do is I have as a lever where I can control exactly what you're going to eat during your snacks because they're quick. You don't take them socially. So it gives me a leverage point to make up for maybe a meal where I don't have leverage. Make a mid-afternoon snack. Make it in the morning when you're having your breakfast. And because you made it and you thought to yourself, I heard that MetPro coach on that podcast, and I'm going to commit to trying this for a week. Make a mid-afternoon snack that's healthy, clean. Do something simple. Do fruit and nuts. Mm-hmm. Something simple. You know, don't get too technical. And if you prepare it in advance, then you're not going to overeat at lunch because you know it's coming. You're going to have a smaller lunch. You're going to have an afternoon snack, which is, it's going to be magic how at dinner, all of a sudden, some of those cravings, it's easier to make better choices. It's not impossible to go sideways, but it's easier to make better choices. You don't have as much low blood sugar. You're not craving as much. I'm all about anchoring. And I tell my clients the same thing. And I know we're about out of time today, but I tell my clients the same thing with their exercise. It's like, what's the best time of day to do your exercise? And the answer is whatever time you can be consistent. So the closer to waking up you do it, statistically, your odds of completing it are significantly greater. Every hour that goes by in the day, further into the day, your odds of doing exercise decrease. So I like early in the morning. I can't exercise early in the morning. No problem. Anchor it to something you won't miss. Oh, you pick up Johnny at school every day at 2 o'clock? Great. Then hit the gym or have your routine at 1 o'clock right before that, or at 3 o'clock right after that, because I know you're not going to forget to pick up Johnny. You yeah. see, anchor it to something that's not going to move. And the same process with your diet. And here's something your coach will explain to you. Okay. I've got two clients. Client A, Angelo, I wasn't able to prepare any meals today, but I made sure that when it was time to eat, I grabbed something healthy. The coworkers had cookies on the counter. I didn't get into them. And I managed to, find a place where I could get a salad and some chicken breast. And I had a good lunch and I had dinner and I got through my day. That's client A. Client B. I did, like you said, I already had my lunch and snacks packed. I had a clean breakfast and I brought my food with me and I left for the day. On my way home, I stopped at my grandma's house and she made fresh apple pie. I caved. I ate the apple pie. So you got it in your mind, client A and client B. I'll take client B who ate the apple pie any day of the week. I can transform client B. Because he has taken or she has taken all of the actions that I need to condition him or her to do to give me the tools to absolutely transform their physique. Client A lost more weight today, have made no progress towards any sustainable change in their life. I want routine, I want regiment, and I want you to get good at it, which means quick, because quick then is reproducible. And that's the beauty and the fun of having an expert that's going to hone in on those things and teach you how to. You didn't have that class at school. You had, maybe you had a nutrition class at school, but you didn't have a, hey, here's the top 10 strategies to quickly food prep, to quickly bring things with you. You didn't have a class on why this healthy snack is not a good snack because it's also messy.
Right.
You know, we're going to teach you all of those life hacks. And when you learn them and then have the overarching, you know, bite for bite meal plan to go with it, that's evolving with you, that's where the transformations, that's where the change happens.
Well, I mean, again, this is what I like about it. I mean, it's about lifestyle change. It's a commitment. It's tailored to the individual. You got science and data to back it up. I mean, I was ignorant to this whole metabolic cycle. I mean, I knew what metabolism was, but, you know, I didn't know, or I mean, I didn't think about triggering it or using leverage to change it or adapt to it. I just thought it is what it is. So I think, you know, the fact that this is not a fad diet. It's not some powder or shake or something that you order and gets delivered or whatever. It's not a one size fits all. It's about habit building and lifestyle change. And that's what's attracted me to it. And what I appreciate, you know, you going through, it's like, and I'd imagine because everybody wants that short term fix and we live in such a short kind of low attention span society, it probably was probably a little bit of a challenge. Maybe, I mean, this has like been a long haul for you, I would imagine. I don't know what the entrepreneurial journey has been like, but to sell this and to get the results, it probably took some time. You know, now once you started getting the results, then that's when you're starting to see the impact.
So, and we're a bunch of metabolism nerds. We know all the quick tricks too. The difference is I know who can get away with it and who is not.
Right. Right.
And usually the person wanting the most extreme is wanting it because their metabolism is the most tanked because they've already done it so many times. Mm-hmm. They've gone through all the fads, the starvation diets, the gimmicks, and now their metabolism is battered. It needs to be refreshed. And they're the ones looking for, they can't get away with it. Whereas there are individuals where we can say, hey, you have this event at, you know, the end of the month, I'm going to do something that normally we wouldn't be doing. We're going to alter your program a little. We're going to kick it up. I'm going to take you down an extra 5 pounds or whatever the case may be. But afterwards, here's how we're going to recover your metabolism, how we're going to speed things back up for you. There's nothing wrong with that sort of thing, but that's where it's individual. And, you know, and that's why I invite people. We are at our core, we're a teaching company. And that's why we invite people to call and actually talk to someone. Because I can't, so people say, no, you got to just do all, you know, the business entrepreneurs, or you got to do all online sales. And it's not that someone can't do that. They can hire us online. But the journey someone's going to experience is going to be so unique. I need to talk to you. I need to know where have you been? What have you already done? What have you experienced? What has been the outcome? And then what's your schedule like? How many times a day can we eat? Are you currently exercising? What kind of exercising are you already doing? A lot of people tell me, well, I'm doing, Angela, what's wrong with you? I'm already doing this. I'm already doing that. If you're doing everything right and you're doing everything good, but you're not at the place you want to be, that means right, wrong, or otherwise, something has to change.
Right.
Let our team dig in, you know, and that's what if you were to call down and talk to the guys at MetPro, you're not going to be going to some sort of call center. You're going to talk to one of two of my close friends who have been doing this for years that are experts that are going to actually get to know you. And then they're going to be able to paint a picture and say, all right, Richard, here's what we're going to start with. Here's what it'll look like. Here's what you can expect. Here's what's going to be a challenge for you to overcome. And here's what's going to be easy based on what I'm hearing your current lifestyle is. And here's what we think we can do for you.
Yeah.
And it's going to be no nonsense. It's going to be, like I said, we're a teaching company at our core. And that's what I'm passionate about.
Well, I love it. It obviously comes through. And I'm excited to be working with Ryan, my coach there at MetPro. And even like, you know, because I'm an airline pilot, and he says, well, let's make sure we talk before you go on your trip, because I want to come up with some strategies while you go on this 3-day trip, and which I totally appreciate, because that is the biggest challenge for me, is like, how do you eat, you know, and not carry a bunch of stuff for 3 or 4 days, because now you're talking ice and all kinds of things, right? So
there's a solution for that.
But there's a solution, and he was like, yeah, let's talk. And so anyway, I'm excited to be a part of this and see what the results can do, because it speaks to where I am in my life about wanting a lifestyle change, and not just a number, not just a pound lossage or whatever. So I do appreciate this. And like I said, this is the first time me meeting you and hearing your story. And yeah, you are a nerd about it. And I love that. You've obviously done your 10,000 hours in this metabolic space. And I appreciate that. So what's next for you guys? I mean, and you individually, I mean, how long have you been doing MetPro? I didn't even know that fact. How long have you guys been a business?
Well, MetPro specifically, 6-7 years, but I have been doing transformation coaching now for 21 years.
Wow.
So it started with, I owned, you know, a chain of gyms that were just boutique, fitness and nutrition coaching. And over time it evolved. It's interesting because people would come, and it was, you know, a gag, but we'd say my clients come in to work out with me so I can ask them what they ate.
Right.
And if there's time left over, we'll exercise too.
Right.
Again, I train NFL players. I've trained pro sports athletes, Olympic athletes. I love it. I love the athletic side of it. But most people, and I'm going to say more than 85%, I'm going to say 95% of people that come and they work with us because they want an outcome that is different from what they're currently getting. They found it with the nutritional science. Those were the pieces that had to socket in place first. And once that socket's in place, now all the training they're doing, exponentially more effective when they're fueled ideally for their goal, and then the training is matching that goal and that current fuel intake.
Yeah.
Now you just get phenomenal results. But it's not always easy to get those things to harmonize. You can have an identity crisis real fast, where you have some things optimized for this, some things optimized for that. If we can bring it in harmony, creates enough specificity where your body has no choice but to acclimate in a positive way. And that's what we're looking for.
I love it. I think this is the piece, like you said, it's been missing. And I go a lot by intuition and instinct. And, you know, when I see something that kind of makes sense, and this feels like a round hole in a round peg to me. So I do appreciate you taking this hour to explain it to me. To, you know, it is a little more technical and scientific than I'm used to. But it made sense to me, and I appreciate you taking the time to explain it. And I look forward to seeing what happens as I go through this with you guys. So I appreciate you coming on the show. and telling me this. How can people learn more about MetPro? How can people connect with you? And what's the best way for people to reach out?
Yeah, go to metpro.co/dose. And if they do that, it's metpro.co/dose. If they do that, then you're going to kind of get a front of the line pass. And you'll get to visit with, like I said, one of our consultants. And just come at it, I would say, with an open mind. Just plan to learn. Listen, you'll probably talk with Steve. He's experienced. He's done this for years. He'll have a number of questions to get to know you, and he'll just talk with you. And even if it's not the right time to jump into something real big right now, my hope is you'd walk away with at least some learnings and some strategy that's going to be appropriate for you, because so many people are so confused because there are a lot of great ideas out there, but which one's right for me right now? That's what we like to help people figure out. So if you go to metpro.co/dose, get on Steve's calendar. It's free. We'll take good care of you. We'll have a nice conversation.
I can't emphasize this enough. I mean, like I said, I've just started this process myself, and it's been so, it's a no-brainer. I mean, for me, it's just like, yeah, it makes sense. Like, cause it's a round hole and a round peg for me of where I'm at in my life. And so I do appreciate MetPro and what you guys are doing. So
we're honored to be on the journey with you, Richard.
Thanks for coming on the show, Angelo. Well, I really enjoyed having Angelo on the show to discuss and kind of deep dive, a little more educational episode than I normally do. But I think it's important. Look, I've been struggling with this since my mid-40s. I used to be able to eat whatever I wanted. And if I did gain a little weight, I could, you know, as a pretty big runner, I could just, you know, exercise it out. Well, since my mid-40s on, my lower back makes it difficult to run. And as an airline pilot in a weird schedules, it's hard to, you know, eat well. And so once I started using MetPro about 5 weeks ago, I'm seeing dramatic results. And I'm not doing anything that different, except I now understand my body better. I understand my metabolism better. So it's a little deeper than just counting calories, right? It's a lifestyle change, but I needed MetPro to kind of show me the light. And so I encourage you to do the same. I love this product. I've asked them to be a sponsor. They've agreed. They set up a special link for listeners of this show called metpro.co/dose. That's where you can learn more about MetPro. Again, that's metpro.co/dose. You can also find this link in the show notes on doseofleadership.com. But learn more about MetPro and get associated with a MetPro coach. I have one. And again, this isn't just about counting calories or a unique app. It's about understanding your metabolism. And nobody else out there is doing it. At least I haven't found. And I'm seeing dramatic results. So I encourage you to do the same. It's a nutrition plan that adapts to my lifestyle as an airline pilot traveling all over the world, weird schedules, and understanding that I can't exercise my way out of this anymore, especially with my lower back. So go check them out. Let me know what you think about this episode. Go to reach out to me at richard@doseofleadership.com. You can go to my website, doseofleadership.com, and learn more about all my services. And if you're finding value in the show, please tell somebody about it. Share this episode with somebody. Share it with a family member, a friend, or somebody else who's struggling with weight loss or getting the nutrition plan right. And if you're so inclined, please go to Apple Podcasts and write a 5-star review if you're finding some value in this. It does wonders to keep me front and center in this ever-growing sea of podcasts, approaching 3 million now. 9 years ago, I had about 330,000. And so your word of mouth and your reviews does wonders to keep me front and center and to help this show continue to grow. Thank you for your support. Thank you for everything that you do. Hope you're having a great holiday season. And I'll see you next week on another episode here on The Dose.